Very good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the ATA Inc. Fiscal 2016 fourth quarter and year-end financial results call. My name is Lisa, and I'll be your coordinator for today. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. Following the prepared remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to participate in this portion of the call, please press star followed by one at any time during the conference. If assistance is needed during the call, please press star followed by zero, and the coordinator will be pleased to assist you. Now I'd like to turn the conference over to Catherine Yao of The Equity Group for opening remarks. Please proceed.
Thanks, Lisa, and good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Copies of the press release announcing ATA's fiscal 2016 fourth quarter and year-end results are available at the IR section of the company's website at www.atai.net.cn. As part of this conference call, the company has a company slide presentation available on the company's website. You are also welcome to contact our office at 212-836-9600, and we'll be happy to send you a copy. In addition, a replay of this broadcast will be made available at ATA's website for the next 90 days. Before we get started, I would like to remind everyone that this conference call and any accompanying information discussed herein contains certain forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Safe Harbor provision of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Although the company believes that the expectations reflected in its forward-looking statements are reasonable as of today, those statements are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause the actual results to differ dramatically from those projected. There can be no assurance that those expectations will proven to be correct. Information about the risks associated with investing in ATA is included in its filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission, which we encourage you to review before making any investment decision. The company does not assume any obligation to update any forward-looking statements as a result of new information, future events, changes in market condition, or otherwise, except as required by law. Regarding the disclaimer language, I would also like to refer you to slide number two of the conference call presentation for further information. All U.S. dollar amounts in this conference call relating to financial results for the company's most recent quarter ended March 31st, 2016, are converted from RMB using an exchange rate of 6.4480 RMB to $1 USD, the non-binding rate as of March 31st, 2016. All historical conversions are accurate as of the time reported, unless otherwise noted. The company reports its financial results under U.S. GAAP in RMB. All percentages calculated in the presentation are based on the RMB, unless otherwise noted. For those of you following along with the company PowerPoint presentation, there is an overview of the company on slide number three. The company's interim CFO, Ms. Shirley Zhang, will provide an overview of operational and financial highlights for the fiscal year 2016. Beginning with slide number four, the company's Chairman and CEO, Mr. Kevin Ma, will then discuss ATA's outlook and growth strategy for fiscal 2017 before opening the floor for questions. With that, I will turn the call over to ATA's interim CFO, Ms. Shirley Zhang. Please go ahead, Shirley.
Thank you, Catherine, and welcome everyone. Today, I will provide an overview of our operating and financial highlights, and then briefly discuss our outlook for fiscal year 2017. I will begin on slide five, which lists some of our operating highlights for fiscal year 2016. Most notably, following the record result we achieved in third quarter 2016, ATA is pleased to share that the company delivered a record 10.3 million billable exams during fiscal year 2016. This is an increase of 17% from the 8.8 million exams delivered in the prior fiscal year, and was primarily driven by new exams, such as the National Tax Advisor Occupational Qualification Exam, Fund Practitioner Certification Exam, and National Patent Agent Qualification Exam, as well as increased exam volumes from the CPA exam and exams for various HRC-elect clients. As we mentioned in the last call, ATA delivered a record 1.9 million exams across China, and the Hong Kong and Macau special administrative regions, surpassing last year's 1.6 million exams delivered for the fourth consecutive computer-based CPA exam in October 2015. Throughout fiscal year 2016, the company refocused its efforts on growing its core testing services business. Pursuing a new third world listing was a key part of this strategy. We were pleased to have successfully gained approval from the National Equities Exchange and Quotations and officially list shares of our wholly owned subsidiary ATA Online on China's new third board in December 2015. We believed this listing had helped us to get new clients during the listing exercise, and we remain confident that this strategy will continue to yield positive results for the company in the long term. We continue to work on the private placement transaction we announced earlier this year, which we believe will benefit ATA Online in its efforts to increase operating efficiencies, secure new business, and support the company's overall future growth. Moving on to our financial highlights for fourth quarter and fiscal year 2016 and shown on slide 6. In line with the record number of billable exams delivered, ATA reported record net revenues of RMB 417.1 million in fiscal year 2016, a 19.1% increase from RMB 350.2 million in fiscal year 2015. Gross margin remained stable at 50.1%, compared to 50.7% in the prior fiscal year. We reported net revenues of RMB 44.7 million in fourth quarter 2016, which met our net revenue guidance range for the quarter and was an 11% increase from net revenues of RMB 40.3 million in the prior year period, as a result of increased revenue contributions from the testing services business driven by new private sector clients. The company met its previously raised net revenue guidance range for fiscal year 2016 and beat its non-GAAP net income guidance range for the year. On the next slide, we break out revenues for fourth quarter 2016 and full fiscal year 2016 by our businesses, which can be broken down broadly into two areas, testing services and test preparation and training solutions. Testing services accounted for about 85.4% of our revenues in fourth quarter 2016. On slides 8 and 9, we provide a breakdown of the company's financial results for the fiscal year and the fourth quarter, as this information has been fully detailed in our earnings release. I won't repeat the numbers here, but I am happy to take any questions on this information during Q&A. I would like to comment on gross margin for fourth quarter 2016, which was 46.7% compared to 48.5% in the prior year period. The decrease was primarily due to a greater proportion of revenues coming from lower margin exams. Moving to slide 10, we provide a supplemental chart of quarterly numbers adjusted for share-based compensation expense and foreign currency exchange gain or loss. Excluding this item, adjusted net loss for fourth quarter 2016 was RMB 14 million or US dollar 2.2 million, compared to RMB 10.3 million in the prior year period. Diluted losses per ADS during fourth quarter 2016 on a non-GAAP basis were RMB 0.62 compared to RMB 0.46 in the prior year period. Adjusted net income for fiscal year 2016 was RMB 36.7 million or US dollar 5.7 million compared to RMB 31.2 million in the prior year period. And the diluted earnings per ADS on a non-GAAP basis were RMB 1.60 or US dollar 0.24. We continue to be supported by free cash flow and a solid balance sheet, which we've highlighted on slide 11. As of March 31st, 2016, we had about US dollar 38.4 million in cash and cash equivalents. We have no long-term debt or short-term borrowings and continue to follow the strict cost structure that has served us well over the past several years. As shown on slide 12, we expect first quarter 2017 net revenues will be in the range of RMB 87 million to RMB 92 million. We expect fiscal year 2017 net revenues to be between RMB 420 million and 440 million, and non-GAAP net income guidance to be between RMB 27 million and RMB 37 million, which takes into account the operating results of ADS joint venture and associated companies focused on the education and recruitment markets, all of which are at an early stage of business development. The company is exploring growth opportunities in the K-12 education assessment and recruitment sectors during fiscal year 2017 and plans to invest between RMB 20 million and RMB 30 million in such sectors, which is not included in our fiscal year 2017 guidance. Please keep in mind that this guidance is based on our own internal projections, and we will continue to evaluate our projections on an ongoing basis. With that, I'd like to turn it over to our Chairman and CEO, Mr. Kevin Ma, to provide some more detail on our growth strategy and outlook for fiscal year 2017 and beyond.
Thank you, Sharon. Slide 14 lists our overall growth strategies. I would like to thank all ATS employees for their hard work this year, which resulted in a number of milestones achieved for the company. We will continue to focus our efforts on growing ATS core testing service business in fiscal year 2017. Depending existing relationships with current clients, winning new business as the ongoing shift from web-based testing to technology-based testing occurs, and exploring other opportunities to take advantage of our extensive data bank to enhance ATS value to both clients and consumers. We are optimistic about our company's outlook as we end fiscal year 2015, given the positive momentum built by the number of new clients we have brought on board in fiscal year 2016. The loss of the ACT exam in calendar years 2016 and 2017 will have some impact on our business. But ATA remains focused on continuing to grow the testing service business by developing relationships with reputable organizations in China. As we continue to move forward on our new third board efforts, we are confident that potential clients in China will increasingly recognize ATA as a leader in this industry and be more eager to engage in business with ATA. We recently announced a strategic investment in two companies with small percentage shareholdings. One is Empower Education Online Limited, a Beijing-based online education company that operates its self-developed leading web-based virtual classroom platform in China. Another is Medical Education Technology Limited, a Chinese-based online education company specializing in training and exam preparation in the medical, pharmaceutical, and general healthcare fields. We expect the strategic investment in about two education companies will enable ATA benefit from the potential business opportunities with them in the long term. ATA has also begun exploring growth opportunities in the K-12 education assessment and the corporate recruitment sectors by leveraging the company's core competence in advanced psychometric knowledge and testing technologies. We will keep investors apprised of our efforts here. In closing, ATA was very pleased to deliver a banner year in which it achieved the record net revenues and bilingual exam deliveries, meeting our financial projections for fiscal year 2016. We look forward to challenging ourselves to achieve similar results in fiscal year 2017 and thank our shareholders for their continued support.
With that, operator, let's open up for any questions.
Certainly, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now conduct the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by one on your touch-tone telephone. You'll hear a tone acknowledging your request. If your question has been answered, please press star two. So once again, it's star one if you do wish to ask a question. Please stand by for your first question. Our first question in the queue is from the line of Peter Hellsworth of Heng Ren. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you. A question about the fourth quarter. Could you outline a little bit what led to the operating loss and what we can expect from the gross margin outlook for the upcoming fiscal year? And I have a follow-up question.
Thank you, Peter. Our gross margin in fourth quarter decreased compared to prior period. And the decrease was primarily due to a greater proportion of revenues comes from the lower margin exams. For the gross margin in the future, we believe that the gross margin will maintain around 50% on a full year basis.
Okay, and also describe what happened in fourth quarter in terms of the cause of the or causes of the operating loss.
Oh, sure. Because the fourth quarter is our weakest quarter in the full year. And you can see that in nearly every fourth quarter, we will have the loss. And because regarding the operating expenses, some of them are the fixed expenses, such as the rental depreciation and the labor costs. So if this quarter's revenue is not big enough to cover this such fixed expenses, then we will have the loss in this quarter. We do not have the special operating items in this quarter.
Okay, and my follow-up question is, are the lower margin exams for CPA and CTA, or are they for different associations?
Oh, the difference. It comes from the different companies or associations exams, not only one or two. It's the mixed results.
Okay. I'll go back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you for your question. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, just to remind you, if you do have any questions, please press star, then one on your touchtone telephone. Please stand by for your next question. Okay. We have another question from Peter Halesworth. Please go ahead.
Yes. Just to continue on the outlook for fiscal year 2017, there was a mention by Kevin of, excuse me, of the a cost associated with the JVs and the affiliated companies. I'm wondering, are these still in the investment process, and will they be operating these investments? Will they bring losses in 2017, or do we see break even in 2017, or when? That's my first question.
Okay. For those investee companies, in fiscal year 2017, we don't expect they will bring the financial contributions to us, but in fiscal year 2017, they will generate the some revenues, because on current stage, they are still focusing on the optimizing products and building up channels and striving for more users. So, we expect it will take another one or two years to see this investing company's financial contributions to us.
Okay. And to determine the cash flow, do we have a budget on how much will be invested in these companies in fiscal year 2017?
Sorry, you mean how much cash will we invest on those companies? Currently, we do not have any plans that we will put more or additional cash on this investing companies.
Okay.
But we will consider to explore other opportunities to some potential companies in the future.
Okay. And my last question before I go in the queue is regarding recruitment. The initiative mentioned by Kevin, do we see, is this part of the association with LinkedIn, and can we get an update on that, please?
Sorry, Peter, could you please repeat this question?
Sure. Kevin mentioned that there are new markets being explored, including recruitment, and I was wondering if this is involved also the association with LinkedIn, and also if we can get an update on the relationship with LinkedIn.
Okay. Actually, our business plan on this new area, such as the K to 12 education assessment or the recruitment you mentioned, they are still on the preliminary stage, and we think we will share more the information next quarter, because it's really pretty preliminary stage. And you can see that in fiscal year 2017, our net income guidance does not include such invest that we have the business plan on these areas.
Okay. And any update on the LinkedIn relationship?
No. Currently, we don't have any update with the LinkedIn.
Okay. What is the relationship? Could you remind me?
You know the any relationship with on the client basis.
I'm sorry. I thought there was a relationship with LinkedIn that was spoken of recently, and I was just wondering if you have any details to share with us.
Oh, sorry. No. Sorry. We don't have the updates from the relationship with LinkedIn.
Okay. And then my last question is just on the outlook for fiscal year 2017. It looks like you're forecasting revenue growth of approximately 18% and net income growth of 22%. What are going to be the key drivers for that good growth outlook?
Okay. Actually, our growth is driven by not only on the current clients' increased test exam volumes, but also from the new customers in the future. For example, regarding our current existing exam, the CPA, we expect this exam will have the increase in 2017. And we are also working with some potential new clients. So we have the confidence that we can make up the loss of the SAC contract on us, and also have a slightly increase on our top line.
Okay, and then these potential new clients, are they large associations that you've been working on for a while, or are they a collection of smaller groups? Can you give us some details?
Those potential clients include some government associations, also include some corporations and well-known corporations or the banks in China. But, you know, we are still working on the contract and the proposal, so we cannot see the exact names to you.
Okay. No, I appreciate that. Okay. Thank you, Shelley, and thank you, Kevin, and thank you for a very good year in fiscal year 2016, and we look forward to a good 2017 also. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you for your questions. I'd now like to hand back to management for closing remarks, as we have no further questions lined up.
Thanks again to all of you for joining us. If anyone has questions for us, please feel free to reach out directly to us or our investor relations firm. We look forward to speaking with you all again during our first quarter 2017 financial results call. As always, we welcome any visitors to our office in Beijing. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that now concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect your lines. Have a great day. Thank you.